You may know the name Doris Grumbach from her years of reviewing books on NPR's Morning Edition. She's also been a teacher and is the author of such novels as The Magician's Girl, Chamber Music, and The Spoil of Flowers. Her latest work is a memoir called Coming into the End Zone. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
The novelist and critic Doris Grumbach, about to turn 70 and dreading it, reads that someone has died, leaving nothing. Perhaps, she says, it is more accurate to say we die leaving everything. What is left of the beauty of the natural world, the familiar faces of those we have loved, the music we have come to know so well that it plays in our ears without the use of technology, the paintings engraved on our eyes, the interior vision of the dancers who perform brilliantly in our heads. All this we leave, she says. It is never nothing. It is everything. Coming into the End Zone is Grumbach's lugubrious and ironic journal of her 70th year, and it's full of these everythings. She calls it a straying trail of blood, without much optimism that it will dry up and disappear, or turn into Hansel's white breadcrumbs that will lead the reader out of the Black Forest, into light and hope. She is looking back because she fears the future. She no longer likes her body, or traveling, or most people. Older mentors like Dorothy Day and I.F. Stone and Sidney Hook are gone. Too many young and talented friends have died of AIDS. Washington, D.C. has turned vicious. Grumbach's bookshop is vandalized and her car stolen, and muggers own the streets. After years as a teacher, an editor, and a reviewer, she no longer reads a book a day, simply to fill up the time she was afraid to spend alone. And what she does read, like Montaigne's essays, fill her with intimations of her own mortality. She also quotes baseball pitcher Satchel Paige, "How old would you be if you didn't know how old you was?" If she weren't such a wonderful writer, you'd want to shake her. Snap out of it, Grumbach. Think of Picasso. Think of Yeats. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Doris Lessing's older than you are, and she has fun writing stories for avant-garde European comic books. But we put up with her lamentations because Grumbach also has so many wise and witty things to say. On writers like Mary McCarthy, about whom she wrote a book, and Willa Cather, about whom she was supposed to. On institutions like the New Republic, which fired her, and National Public Radio, which she quit. On artist colonies like McDowell and Yaddo, where John Cheever's ghost came to her as a bird. On medieval France and ancient Greece and the Mayan ruins of Mexico, grinning into eternity. She returns again and again to these Mayan ruins because they suggest, she says, that it is not so terrible to die if you die in a sacred place, at holy hands, in a rite as pure and holy as rain. And finally, she writes her way out of her funk. At age 54, Grumbach left her marriage, a tenured teaching position, everyone she knew, and the city she'd lived in for 20 years, to go off like the youngest son in fairy tales to seek my fortune and another, different life. She never thought she'd do anything so drastic ever again. But at age 70, she and her companion Sybil suddenly move themselves and their bookstore to Maine. In Maine, she says, the air is so cold it seems, after the pollution of Washington, to be original. So I breathe deeply and think, I am home. It is, of course, a sacred place, and the rite she performs there is literature, like this book, as pure and holy as the rain.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Coming into the End Zone by Doris Grumbach.